SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
Despite crucial gains in the second half of the 20th century, American patriarchal culture resisted the full gender transformation for which feminists toiled for 150 years. Consciousness-raising groups helped women resist the acceptance of passive roles, but men's bad behavior continued unchecked. To stop patriarchal oppression, it is necessary to transform men's attitudes about women and the world around them. To do so, men need to be trained to perform new roles which foreground nurturance and marginalize dominance. This lamentable sociological situation informs the excellent film Oz the Great and Powerful. At first, however, the film seems like a terrible undoing of the incipient feminism of its source text, The Wizard of Oz. One of the many achievements of L. Frank Baum's children's novel, first published in 1900, and the timeless MGM film musical that emerged from it in 1939, is the gender transformation of the archetypal journey narrative. The foundational text in this tradition, Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey, and the hundreds of generations of stories that followed in its wake, especially the Bildungsroman, focus on a male traveler who wanders away from a feminized civilization. The Wizard of Oz embodies a 20th century vision of two active genders, requiring the female Dorothy Gale, not the Greek male hero Odysseus, to journey to adulthood in order to arrive back home. Sam Raimi's new film focuses on the backstory of how the humbug became the wizard. In so doing, the new film sculpts the Wizard of Oz paradigm into a study of rehabilitated masculinity for the 21st century. A womanizing, selfish circus magician at the film's opening, Oz must learn through his journeys in the Land of Oz how to love someone other than himself. Indeed, as a man named after a land, rather than the obverse naming by conquest which usually pertains, Oz must learn to explore that which lies outside of himself. Still, I remain skeptical. How dare contemporary Hollywood make a film about Oz without Dorothy? Oz the Great and Powerful begins with an elaborate circus sequence in which Oz performs cheap magic tricks for his rural mid-American audience. Using 19th-century proto-cinematic toys, Oz delivers a competent show. However, in real life, the humbug merely uses his skills to seduce women, presenting each of his lovers with a musical box, purportedly a treasured family heirloom, but really just another theatrical prop. When the family of a girl in a wheelchair asks Oz to use his magic to heal her, he cannot and must flee the stage. Like Dorothy after him, Oz is swept up in a tornado, landing safely in the Land of Oz. There he meets Theodora, played by Mila Kunis, another naive girl, yet this one from over the rainbow. Her evil sister, Evanora, played by Rachel Weisz, easily manipulates her love for Oz, using the boy's failings to crush her potential for goodness. The rest is, as we say, history. While The Wizard of Oz posits masculinity as mere charlatan performance, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Franco's Oz learns that his theatrical tricks are the only magic he needs in order to serve others. At film's end, he uses his bag of cinematic tricks to level the playing field for Glinda to fight back. While the witches duel with magic, Oz sits inside a Trojan horse housing a projector which displays his massive face upon the sky over the Emerald City. Whereas the 1939 Wicked Witch will use the beautiful wickedness of her broomstick to skywrite threats to Dorothy, Franco's Oz uses the atmosphere to inflate his persona. The airy masculine trickery works, and the witches are grounded. In the aftermath, the victors move the machine into the throne room to trick future visitors and await Dorothy's visit. Yet important historical work has been accomplished in the meantime. The aged wizard whom Dorothy meets is incapable of intervening in a world on the brink of war. But 2013 feels different than 1939, poised on the threshold of global ruin. Oz the Great and Powerful posits a world in which Oz performs masculinity to heal the world. Indeed, we might present James Franco's masculinity, not his wickedness, as beautiful. Ah, what a world. Indeed, a better one.